Let's rack them up, man.
What you been, big?
But same thing.
Yo, you got the money, man. You ass bitch.
Shit is right downstairs in the trunk. Bullshit, we park right on, behind man. Each other, nigga. I'm going to get the shit over downstairs.
Everything. What's up with J.K.'s, man? Oh,
man, ain't nothing. You all right?
Hey, yo, six ball on the side.
Ain't nobody sniffing, man. You know, our team is tight. Still sitting on about seven digits, unlike you, you broke ass nigga.
Oh, fuck out this cat right here, this broke ass ass betting ass nigga.
Fuck out here,
betting 5,000, ain't got no money. Fuck out of here,
face ass nigga.
Fuck out of
here, fuck out of here, nigga.
Sandy cake face.
Hey yo, Jay, word up, it's motherfuckers. Fucking talking that comeback shit like they cooking crack. Shit, I ain't frontin'. All I want, my pockets green like Slim Chains, you know what I'm saying? Front the road, we roll back like rubbers, motherfucker. For real. With no trace of age, we keep our pockets fully blown, rockin' from the click, nigga. Hey yo, we patting down pussy from Sugar Hill to the Shark Bar. Fuck a bitch, D in the Mark car. We got the bad bitches gasping for air and aspirin. Searching for aspirin when I ass in. We swing, you cling, we do our thing and bring. Sling and ding-a-ling from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn to Beijing. East Coast hostess, hostile, colossal. Money flaring like nostrils for drug dealing apostles. Al Pacino down and Nino Brown. Me, Jay and Primo, got a soda across the board like Pacino. Teflon, make sure your jammy is full. Cause I heard Sammy the Bull, lamps in Miami with pool. Tropical leaves where I got a few keys. With momentum, stock a few G's. Now it's unstoppable cheese. Said we was garbage, so fuck college. Street knowledge amazes the scholars when we coin phrases for dollars. Star-studded bitches with crystals. Get fucked with pistols just to see my shit discharge pus. I dropped a Stella, even acapella. I got to tell all about Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Mannerisms of a young Bobby De Niro. Spent Spanish wisdoms in a whip with De Niro. Crime organized like the Pharaoh. I cream, I diamond gleam. High post like Hakeem. Got a lot of things to drop. Brooklyn to Queens. I gotta keep my steam. Niggas wanna try to hem my long jeans. Uptown fiend for Jay-Z to appear on the scene. In the meanwhile, here's some dope for y'all to lean. Liaison for days on end. Money make the world go around, so I made some to spend. Can I live this dough with my next dividends flow? Like the Mississippi Rib looking jig, can't do for Dolo. Had to turn away when Tony killed Manolo. That's real, mixed feelings like a mulatto. Thug thought he was OG Bobby Johnson. I played him like Benny Blanco. Mano a mano, you ain't ready. I find no trigger straight up. Shoot my guns horizontal, get your weight up. I am 2.2 pounds, you're barely 125 grams. Wouldn't expect y'all to understand this money. Due to knowledge, due to few dollars, I'm due to demolish. Cruise Brooklyn through Hollis to a hood near you. What the fuck? Money is power, I'm energetic. With face you credit, pure platinum fetish. With cheddar, spread lettuce, heroes get deadish. I make moves that remove pebbles out of shoes. You suck pistol like pipe with the crystal. John Stockton couldn't assist you. Cowboys of Benz, it's like we filing in the UN. So what the fuck you doing? Whatever, nigga, Farfik Nugent. Rugged, get polished, banking dollars with the commas. Banging bitches out the Bahamas. On hides of llama, we cry nada. Fly farther, fry hotter. You die, gotta. Fuck with me, witness manana. Absence of malice in my palace. Call cousin, now Dallas. Trigger finger with the callus. Tip scales for mail to keep these niggas off balance. Your frequent stops, the OTB, you feeding me. Steamer niggas scheming on a wrist action with the gleams. Juice from Pop Duke, fulfill your dreams. Never put the pure brown sugar before the dirty green. Green.
The league is yours. DJ World Premier, the boy wonder. Young scoliosis. Smothered pork chops on a bed of white rice with heavy pepper. Your fave pod could never. It's the German bomber, the pod father. Red shirt Zaddy. Peace, King.
Oh, God damn it, man. Nah, let me keep it real for the listeners, you know. Peace, you know.
Yo, is your week that bad, bro?
Oh man, that whole weekend was terrible. Like, not even just fantasy football, but outside of fantasy football, it was like a bad sports weekend for me.
The Totem Kings lost. Your soccer football club lost?
Yeah, we lost on Sunday.
No, because last time we recorded, I sat here and I said, King's going to lose. He was like, no, I'm not going to lose. And I was like, yeah, King's going to lose, and this is going to be the standings. I want y'all to know, King has not won since.
Mm-mm.
It's disgusting, bro.
No, and there's a clear explanation for that, because everything went to shit. Oh. I've had four or five weeks to think about this. Everything went to shit when Tua went down. My whole game plan went to shit. And that's just what it was. And then look what happened on Sunday. I lost Aaron Jones on the London game. You know, cool. That hurt. The 4 o'clock game come on with A-Chan. He gets hurt, concussion. I'm like, damn. So now I'm seriously down two players. I'm just like, yo, this is not my week. And then it pretty much switched to a mode where I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to shoot my shot. I already know I lost. So I just said, fuck it. I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't care. Ended up looking, you know, CJ Stroud did his thing this week. So, you know, I was just like, damn, okay. Did better than Brock. So, you know, some irresponsible decisions. And then I got another rough week coming up this week.
What did you call son before on the pod?
Who?
Brock, the quarterback. What did you call him?
We're not doing that.
No, you called him something.
We're not doing that. Pause.
Oh, wow. So now. Now we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
But why, King? Why?
I mean, for the most part, CJ was messing up the prior week, so I was just like, all right, I figured I'd give him a turn. I figured the matchup with Arizona would maybe do something, but of course it still didn't. He still doesn't have the players he needs. Like, San Francisco is just not the team, honestly, this year. There's too much going on with them. I think Brock's got too much pressure going on with him. He doesn't have, like, necessarily all of his weapons, so to speak. But, you know, I thought Brock would do something this year. I thought CJ would do something this year. I mean, I don't know. I'm just – everything fucked up with me when Tua fucked up, because that was my whole game plan. That was my whole fucking game plan. But Tua wanted to act like a 6'7" Josh Allen over here and just – thinking like he can just run through like a fucking train or some shit. I mean, I don't know, bro.
You put your faith in a black quarterback.
What?
You put your faith in a black.
But yo, and then he bounced back and had a good game this past Sunday.
Who had a good game?
CJ. He came back, did his thing in a sense. So I was, I mean, okay, I get it.
No. I'm talking about Tua. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins.
Bro, they've had, I mean, nah, bro. They've had quarterback problems since Tua went out.
Because you had A-Chain. A-Chain caught a concussion. He caught a bad one. That's your running back. Your running back caught a bad one.
Oh, yeah, he
did. You got Big Cock Brock as your quarterback. How many points did he give you? 13. 13 points. The young ball gave you 13 points. 244 yards, a tutty, and two interceptions.
Yeah.
A-Chain gave you 18 yards and a concussion.
And a concussion.
Jones gave you 29 yards.
And a hip injury.
And a fucking hip injury / hammy. In London. They London broiled your boy. Tyreek Hill, of course. He's on Miami. His points are down. Tyreek Hill gave you 12.9.
The first time he went over 10 points in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Mad long. You got
mad long.
You got Stephen Diggs.
Thinking he was going to have something.
Now he got 14 points.
Yeah.
That's 30 for a wide receiver. Not your second round wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Not your first round wide receiver. Depending on your draft placement. Ferguson, 13 points. Jawan Jennings. You picked up Jawan Jennings.
Thinking Brock was going to be like his go-to number one with all the injuries. No, that wasn't happening after that one miraculous week that he had. Back in like what, week two, week three or some shit like that? Come on.
That was years ago, nigga. That was years ago, nigga.
Yeah. He's done, though.
What did Avon say to Stringer?
God damn
it. I told you about playing them fucking away games, nigga. They seen your ghetto ass coming from miles away.
Yeah.
You got a beef with them 49ers? That shit is on you. Kansas City defense. Kansas City kicker. And your bench. Your bench.
Yeah.
Is low key weak. Now I'm not gonna hold it.
If I would have played my bench, the score would have been closer, but still not a win.
No.
It would have been close.
There was no mathematical way for you to win. So your bench, you got Kareem Hunt, 18 points. You got Jay Reed, 13 points. You got Kittle, 20 points. You got Stroud, 15 points. Even all of this, all of these changes, it doesn't put you in a winning position.
No, of course not.
Boo Wop got you by damn near 50 points. I want the league to know today that King is 1-4.
I'm not the only one.
On a four-game losing streak. He's 1-4.
I'm not the only one, first and foremost.
No. It's you and Doko. Y'all both 1-4. Me, the Bad News Bears, we're giant killers. You hear me?
couldn't believe you won that game, man. Oh my goodness, I was watching that score.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it. I couldn't understand anything different. We are giant killers.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm not losing for the rest of the season. This is it. This is me catching my stride. This is me zoning in. You see how this shit happened? What's the movie with the killer ball? And he was like curving bullets and shit.
Oh, Wanted?
Yeah, this is me doing that shit. This is me doing that shit. This is me doing that shit for the rest of the fucking fantasy football league. So let me peep game. Right now, this week, I played Tony. Catch these Kyle Shanahans. And it was ugly. It was ugly early. I was down before the Thursday game.
Right.
I was down 30 points. I needed 30 more points than him just to win on the projections.
Okay.
But the Thursday game showed me love.
Oh.
You gotta understand. I wanted to sit this nigga, Darnell Mooney.
I was wondering where you got that 31-5 from when I saw it on Sunday.
I wanted to sit that nigga so bad. I was like, yo, sit him, play Robinson because Neighbors is hurt.
Yeah.
So Neighbors is hurt. So Robinson's going to get you 20 easy. But I said,
I said, nah,
chill. Let Mooney cook. I took Mooney out the flex spot and I put him in the wide receiver spot because if I needed to bring in Robinson on Sunday, I still wanted to have the ability to do so.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking Harrison Jr. out my lineup.
Mm.
So I was really going to be on some shit like, Mooney, wide receiver 2, Harrison, wide receiver 1, flex spot goes between Zay Flowers and Robinson.
Yeah. And see, if you didn't hear me say, God damn it, it was because the fucking rubber band around my fucking ponytail snapped. So I'm kind of pissed off about that. But anyway, whatever.
Are you hair stunting? Are you hair stunting on the pod?
Not really, but it just, you know, shit happens, man. I break rubber bands like all the fucking time with my hair.
Oh, I ain't break rubber bands. I have so much long, luxurious hair.
Yeah, I know. You missed that shit.
I'm a Saiyan. I'm a Goku with my hair. I'm bald on purpose, nigga. Fuck you. So, Darnell Mooney on Thursday.
Yeah.
9 receptions, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. And I promise you, in the fourth quarter with less than 3 minutes left, Darnell Mooney dropped the easiest touchdown pass I ever seen in my life.
Really?
I was pissed because the Falcons is playing the Bucks. And it's... I think they're down, and the Falcons had the ball. Kirk Cousins hit this nigga right there on the sideline. He bobbles the ball, drops it, but if he turns and runs,
right, it's
the easiest touchdown.
He didn't like try to catch it in stride and go. He just tried to stop and catch it.
He tried to stop and catch it and do that shit that receivers do when they stop and catch it.
Yeah.
Then they hit the half circle juke joint.
Yeah, yeah.
Disgusting. I was so mad. And he was mad too. Like, he looked like he was mad as fuck. And of course the shit went to overtime and then Kirk Cousins won the joint. So shit was peace. But I mean, I got 31 off of Darnell Mooney.
Yo, like he was like a free agent just chilling with like 33 points on the bench. I was just like, wow.
Who, Darnell Mooney?
No, Kirk Cobain, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody picked him up, and he was, like, the number one quarterback in our league that, like, wasn't drafted, and he had, like, he dropped 30-plus. It was just like, damn.
Yo, that was Kirk Cousins' career game. He never threw for 500 his whole life. His whole life, he never threw for 500.
Okay.
And on a random Thursday in October, son said, "Yo, let's get busy. Let's get active on it."
You know what I'm saying? He came through the tunnel with the chains on and shit, yo.
Disgusting. and I tell you all the time, like I've had Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, true. Has
led me to the championship multiple years.
Right.
I did not pick him up this year because that Achilles, that injury, that new team, it just too many things. Too many things.
Question. Do you think he has a better offensive line or the same offensive line when he was in Minnesota?
No, he's got a better offensive line. Understand, be clear. In his tenure with the Vikings, he was the most sacked quarterback year after year. No quarterback got sacked more than him year after year. I'm talking rookies. I'm talking when Josh Rosen was in Phoenix.
Oh, God dang, you went that far back? Listen,
that's what I'm saying. No quarterback was sacked more than Kirk Cousins in Minnesota during his tenure. I'm talking 18, 22, 24 sacks per year.
Right.
No quarterback was sacked that much. And we're not even talking about the times where niggas just fucking hit him.
Yeah.
Niggas hit him and he threw the ball and niggas knock him on his ass. I mean, you seen the quarterback documentary on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga was Kirk.
Like the shit he had to go through with the ice tub and all that shit. Like, yeah, I get it.
Kirk looked so sad. Every time he got hit, he was like, oh, oh my gosh. Oh, chicken and biscuits. Wow.
22 Z flat 47, go.
Yo, my son was dead in the water, but I knew he was going to be less mobile this year, even if he had a better offensive line. And he's got weapons.
Those
weapons ain't Justin Jefferson, but he got weapons over there.
Yeah.
But his first time in his entire life hitting 500 yards passing in a single game, that's crazy. I'm glad he was sitting in free agency and nobody drafted him.
Yeah.
But I go up against Tony. I got 31 point head start. Also, I started Bucky Irving. Now, Bucky Irving is the second running back on the Bucks. He got some shake to him. He reminds me of Reggie Bush with muscle. So if you make a Reggie Bush style running back that's not afraid of the contact,
right?
That's Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving's been doing real good. Now understand, for me, this is a bye week, so my primary quarterback, Jalen Hurts, my primary running back, Saquon Barkley, they're not available.
Oh, shit.
So me being down 30 before the Thursday night game means a lot because this is a bye week for my mains.
Yep.
I'm talking Sam Laporta, my primary tight end. Bye week.
Is he back off of injury yet?
Yeah, yeah, he's back. But okay. He was on a bye week last week. So I'm like, okay, damn, so, like,
okay, yeah, yeah.
How gotcha. We going to hold it down? Bucky Irvin, I started him. I didn't want to, but I started him. Because him and White, they're still doing that ball share bullshit, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
If you're the number one running back, go out there and prove that shit so that you won't have to share these carries with another nigga.
Damn.
But Bucky Irvin got that 44 yards. He did mediocre, but he fumbled in the fourth. Mm-hmm. And that's the shit that pissed me off. Because Son almost had 8 points, 9 points, and then he fumbles in the fourth quarter, and now he finishes the game with 5.6. So Thursday, I got 36 points.
Right.
I'm ecstatic. He had Godwin. That's 11 points. He had Bijan Robinson. That's 10 points. So he's got a total of 21 points. Yep. It's 21 to 36. But the projection is totally swung in my favor.
Yeah. And I see that now looking at it too, because it's like I already know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
I'm looking. I'm already looking, so just go ahead and start cooking, bro. Just go ahead and just start cooking the ingredients, bro. I know what you're going to say. Go. I know. I am literally looking at the same thing you're looking at. So I know. Just cook.
Let's fucking go! So, I started Jaden Daniels because my normal black quarterback was on a bye week. I started Jaden Daniels.
I even text you and told you that. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Hey, son might catch a start from me for the rest of the season.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been watching the Redskins game. I'm a victim of poverty.
Poverty pimping. You heard it here first on the World's Most Dangerous Podcast, baby. DJ World Premier King Raymond, man. Let's go.
I'm a victim of poverty, and I have to watch the Redskins games every week, whether I want to watch them or not.
Yeah, they've been on TV a lot out here, bro.
That every Sunday. If right. they playing, that's what we got on TV. I don't care if the fucking Cowboys is playing the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
If the Redskins is playing, we watching the Redskins, bro. Mm. I don't want to be poor no more. But this is what I got. So, right. Jaden Daniels played the Browns. I had a great feeling. Like, this was probably perfect timing. Because, in my eyes, either Deshaun Watson was going to become the Deshaun Watson we remember.
Oh, hell no, bro. No.
Or Jaden Daniels was going to ascend in his rookie year. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
240 yards, a touchdown, an interception. He had, I think Son had like 80 rushing yards, which is fucking nuts. Yeah, 82 rushing yards. He had 82 rushing yards. And what happened was, if you're watching the game, he's owed at least one touchdown. Now, the final score is 34 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
They took him out in the fourth quarter. My son sat the whole fourth quarter. You hear me?
Yo, he makes his shit look so fucking easy, bro. Like, they're already talking rookie of the year. They're early talking about him being MVP, but I mean, that's kind of stretching it a bit. Because I'll sometimes hear that sports radio and I'm just like, give him rookie of the year, yeah. But I mean, unless he takes Washington at least, wait, the NFC Championship game? Okay, maybe. That's kind of stretching it.
No, MVP is super stretch. Rookie of the year. Rookie of the year, easy.
Easy.
This is the shit that he did with LSU.
Yeah.
But he don't have the same type of receivers. You gotta understand, he had Malik Nabers as a receiver in college. So he had killers as receivers in college. He got Scary Terry and some other bums. But what he does is he was basically running for his life. He get into the red zone.
He did. And then
boom, handed off to Brian Robinson. And Brian Robinson got 2 touchdowns. But he got 1. So 19 points for him. Cam Akers. I got Joe Mixon on the bench. Mm-hmm. I was smart. And I handcuffed Cam Akers. And I held on to Sun because I know Joe Mixon was going to get hurt. Writer's rain. Every year. Every year this happens. Every year Joe Mixon catches a hangnail, catches a fucking turf toe. He catches something.
Turf toe what?
Oh, my soul. Like, Joe Mixon don't be healthy all season. But I had Cam Akers.
I mean, it's not like he's fighting the case anymore or something like that, you know?
No. Them case days is over. Hey, listen. Everybody gets one opportunity in life to be the bitch.
Not that we promote that shit. Let's just be clear.
No, but I want to talk about Kareem Hunt in a little bit. And you have him on your squad.
Yeah, no doubt.
He kicked Shorty in the hotel hallway.
Ray Rice did what?
Hey, look, it was going like Ray Rice cook, bro. He did a suspension, and then he was about to get unsuspended, and then the video came out, and it was just like, yo.
Yeah, we can't do it. We can't do it, bro.
Did you know this video is on the ESPNs?
It's on the four-letter network, nigga. We're fucked. Yo, like, we can't do this shit, yo. We can't bring you back.
How much did the video cost? You let me get to the four-letter? But I got Cam Akers. Cam Akers, he did me good. 13 points.
Right.
Marvin Harrison Jr., 5 points. But I'm not disappointed because Kyler Murray was on some other shit.
Mm.
He was on some other shit. And that's who I'm playing against.
Yeah.
I'm not teed off about that. Dalton Schultz, sturdy. Also, he's my backup tight end. I needed 5 to 10 points from Dalton. I got 7. Cool. I can live with it. Zay Flowers, 19 points. 7 receptions, 111 yards.
That's good.
No touchdowns, but Baltimore looked great in a divisional game against the Bengals.
19 points with no touchdowns? Yeah, that's numbers.
I want y'all to know, if y'all drafted Smoking Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Chase Brown. If you went and picked up Chase Brown in the free agency, my son, Evan McPherson, that's my kicker. I literally picked the same kicker in every fantasy football league that I'm in.
Man.
I'm going to talk about kickers in a minute, but I want y'all to know, get the fuck off the Bengals train today.
That's been like the topic all over.
Get off the Bengals train today. If you got Jamar, sell him high. You can sell Jamar for two flex players. For a running back and a defense, just get Jamar off your team.
I mean, I just want a ham sandwich and a bag of chips.
On my soul. Like, that's it. And maybe a vitamin water. if I catch you slipping, maybe I get the vitamin water.
Maybe I get the vitamin water over here. Let's go.
But get Jamar Chase off your roster. And it's funny because at the beginning of the season, I had the opportunity to draft Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I did not draft Jefferson.
I didn't either, and I was ahead of you.
In my other league, I drafted Jamar.
Ah, the Bizarro. Okay.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I trust his quarterback way more than I trust any quarterback that the Vikings can get. Well, look at me. Stupid in the face. And Sam Darnold being the most touchdown throwing quarterback in the NFL in week 5.
Oh, man.
And I want to heavily emphasize off of stupid in the face. Now, let me tell you what Tony got. The matchup was 122-113. Tony had Kyler Murray, 24 points. And Kyler Murray had like a 60-yard touchdown run where nobody touched him.
Yeah. Like on some Vic shit back in the day.
The shit looked like flag football. My nigga was He pointed to the fucking ceiling. He pointed to God 5 yards into the run because he knew he caught niggas slipping.
Bro, if they send NFL players to the flag football Olympics in 28 or whatever, it's a done deal.
Bijan Robinson, 10 points. Kyren Williams, who's a problem. He is the offense of the Rams, 15 points. Nico Collins, 15 points. Godwin, 11 points. Kincaid, 5. Metcalf, 7. Off day for Metcalf. 15 points for the Broncos defense. And then he got Bass for 8. This matchup was way closer than what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
He had Brian Thomas Jr. on the bench with 24 points.
That's a problem.
Don't put Jacksonville's standout rookie receiver on your bench. Don't do it.
That was the game to do it too, man. Indy, Jacksonville, what?
But DK Metcalf has been showing out all season.
Yeah. Ooh. Shit. And he got punched on that one. Godwin's
been showing out.
Yo, he got snuffed on that one, yo, with DJ. God dang.
Godwin's been showing out all season. Collins been showing out all season. I said this shit a couple pods ago when I was talking about Jimmy's team.
Yeah.
I said he had too many weapons. And that's going to be his downfall. Tony, catch these Kyle Shanahans, the owner of the belt for the moment. He has too many weapons. And until you hit a bye week where you have to play these other guys,
This
is going to be a problem because I know he shifted his lineup. We, as the league owners, the coaches, we are our worst enemies.
Yep.
How many times do you sit there and say, no, I'm going to start him. And then you start watching ESPN, you start watching videos.
You start watching the fantasy shows and listening to the fantasy shows. I mean, it's just like, come on.
You get the weather report and you're like, oh shit, it's going to rain on Sunday.
Like, they oh shit.
Good in the lane.
Like, oh shit, the kicker was fucking on another girl on the side of his wife and shit. Like, what the fuck? Yo, you're finding out other shit. Like, come on, man. Like,
it's the best shit ever. It's the best shit ever. Before I get into my kicker spiel, I want to talk about another giant killer. Shout out to the mayor. Starting Five Podcasts. Shout out to the mayor for taking down Kaiser Sose, evil genius.
Oof. Yeah.
Jamal was undefeated.
Yeah. The last one too.
I needed somebody to beat Jamal so that I could understand that it was possible. It's like
said it was possible.
It's like the
anything is possible.
Anything is possible. It's like the young kids seeing Obama being president.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, a black man can be the president? Oh shit, that's tough, bro. Yeah, now I want to be president.
Right.
So, the mayor had a sturdy lineup. He had Pat Mahomes, 13 points. Derrick Henry, 16 points. Najee Harris, 9 points, but that was probably the lowest on his roster. Oh no, Odunze was the lowest on his roster with 9 points too as wide receiver.
Yeah.
He had Justin Jefferson, 15 points. Brandon Ayuk with 22 points. Travis Kelce for 16. Now I want you to know Brandon Ayuk might not score 20 some odd points again for about 4 more weeks.
Ooh.
That is the highest Brandon Ayuk has scored all season. He hasn't even scored double digits until this game.
So you're talking about what? He's either going to stride up or he's going to stride right back down.
Brandon Ayuk is good every other game.
I mean,
why did they
not game plan around him when Debo was out, McCaffrey was out? I mean, but then again, that's too easy. That's everybody's expecting that, so never mind.
No, Debo played.
I mean, yeah, he played this game, yeah. But I mean, just like I'm talking about when the heavy hitters were out.
That's coming soon with better defenses. That's coming soon. Right. They got Seattle next week. They got Kansas City the week after that.
This nigga said Seattle.
No, Seattle's secondary is sturdy.
Really? Then why the fuck did my Giants beat them? Yeah. Why did my fucking Giants beat them?
I don't know.
no neighbors. Like, come on.
Are we hitting another Daniel Jones rant? Is that coming?
Nah, I'm not gonna rant because we won, but it's just like, it's just fucking crazy. I'm like, somehow, some way, like we dug down, we found some grit and we went to the West Coast and we beat a team out in the West Coast. I'm just like, I'm really shocked by it, so I'm just gonna ride that wave and just be cool with it. So no rant this week on the
road. Kaiser Sose was also a victim of a bye week because he's got a lot of Philly players, a lot of Chargers players who were on a bye. So he had Devontae Smith, who's on a bye, also caught the concussion. He's got Dallas Goedert. He's got J.K. Dobbins all on a bye. And he's got Devontae Adams, who's basically sitting out until he got traded. So Josh Allen starts 14 points. Mason starts 8 points. Williams for the Broncos gets him 16. That's a sturdy 16 from a nigga who ain't put up 16 points all season and he got Javonte Williams from my trash. I released Javonte Williams.
Wow.
And he picked him up out the free agency. He got Scary Terry, 13 points. Downs, 15 points. Ertz, 3. Sutton, 5. Both bums. Mm. Washington defense, 14 points. And then he got 8 points from San Francisco kicker.
Wow, Washington's defense, 14 points. I mean, I get it. It's Cleveland. And, well, you know, and but see, at the same time, look, you're playing against part-time Watson over here. So it's just like, who the fuck cares?
Well, it's 2 fumbles and it's 7 sacks.
You're playing against part-time Watson, so he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
But Watson got sacked 7 times, bro.
Exactly. He was playing part-time. It was his off day or off week or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
So understand, any team that's playing against the Cleveland Browns.
Shit, call that shit a win. Fuck
go
that.
Go get their defense. Go get their defense. But shout out to the mayor. The mayor took down a giant just like me. I want to talk about these kickers.
Yeah.
I have a major problem with the kickers in the NFL this year.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, Bucker gave me 13. So I'll just start off with that.
So you got 13 off your kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker got 13.
Delco's got my dude Tucker who gave him 13.
Yeah, Tucker got 13. Kai Fairbairn
with 16. God 16. Damn.
But I want to talk about the young Chinese ball. I want to talk about Rush Hour. I want to talk about Rush Hour 2.
Nah, we're going to talk about Tokyo Drift and shit over here.
Tokyo Drift.
You know what I'm saying? Do it again. Again.
that young Korean boy is a savage.
Yeah, bro.
I promise you, so young Hoku, he put up 15 points this week.
Yeah.
20 the week before.
What?
20.
Really?
Against the Saints, he put up 20 points. The young boy hit like a 58-yard field goal.
Damn. Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Please pay attention to your kickers.
Oh, I've been preaching that since how long now? The fuck?
No.
Yes. Don't even do that. Don't sit here and take my fucking credits live on the air. Nah, we not doing that.
Yo, King drafted a kicker in like the 3rd round and everybody laughed at him. In all actuality, King was just ahead of his time.
Bam.
You was just ahead of your time. King drafted Tucker. He drafted Mahomes in the 1st round. He drafted Tucker in like the 3rd or 4th round. And we all pointed and laughed at him. I cannot forget the point. We pointed our index fingers at him. And laughed.
You can't make this up, bro. You can't make this up.
In a circle. We gathered around in a circle and we pointed and laughed at that young man. Just for him to be right years later. I promise you, do some research on your kickers. I got Evan McPherson because son never missed a kick. But that doesn't matter if Joe Burrow can't get him into scoring position.
Yeah.
None of that shit matters if Joe Burrow can't get you in the scoring position.
Yeah.
Look at your kickers. look at your team's faith in the kicker. Because motherfuckers is going for 55, 53.
Oh my God, 60, 60 plus? Like, get
60-yard field goals?
What?
Hey.
Oh my God. Like, we really doing that right now?
Shit. It's the second quarter. We down 10 points. Go on out there and get that 62-yarder.
And make that shit.
Just last week, we was out here saying, hey, get you a running back. Get you a good defense. Get you a good quarterback. Reliable quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, we telling y'all to get you a kicker, bro. It's going to be an amazing week. It's going to be an amazing week just to give y'all some insight on the standings in the West. In the West, Kaiser Sose is still number one.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, number two. Boo-wop, number two, tied with Tony. And it looked crazy for my son early, but he then came back. The mayor, number four, and King is number five. Boy, if you don't get your shit together, kid. Hey, you better play these waiver wires. You better do what you need to do. You and what did Pimp C say? Take that monkey shit off. You were embarrassing us. Like, you embarrassing us.
Yeah, I'm gonna be digging in that shit all week because I got a lot of players on buys and I gotta fill positions and make decisions on cuts and try and fill roster spots, man. So it's going to be a week for me, man, but I don't know. We'll just see how it works out. But I'm going to be digging in the trenches this week.
In the East, it's a whole lot more competitive. It's Jimmy, NWO for life. It's the Bad News Bears. That's me. All right? That's me. When you hear the Bears, the rawr, that's me.
This motherfucker wants the Hemi Award and shit. What the fuck are we talking about?
Hey, yo, boo-boo. Hey, yo, boo-boo. It's me, it's Jimmy, and it's I'm winning this, y'all know. A.K.A. Mike. All tied at first place. I got to hit Mike up, see if he want to come to the pod next week.
Okay.
Hopefully he don't catch a bad one. And then we got Callie at four, and we got Doko at five.
Yeah, we're having rough seasons.
Y'all are having rough seasons. Yeah, I don't know what that's like, bro. I've never had a rough season. I've just been a winner my whole life. But
I mean, come on. You're talking from somebody last year who finished fourth to now. It's just like everything just went to shit when Tua got hurt, like I said. But
bro, if you don't make the playoffs.
Oh, man.
If you don't make the playoffs.
I was already making like emotional decisions. Like if everything's not looking good by week eight, I was thinking about dropping out. Like I was making like emotional decisions. Like that's how bad it is for me right now.
Don't do that whole shit because we will not. You're co-hosting this.
I know. I gotta stick it out. I gotta stick it out. I know. I gotta stick it out.
So this week, week six, you got Jimmy.
Yeah.
I got Boo Wop, and I'm slated to lose.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm slated to lose to Boo Wop. Mike has DeMayer.
Okay.
Doko got Jamal. And Callie got Tony. Callie slated to lose. Doko slated to lose. DeMayer slated to lose. But a lot of this is based off of your lineups, where you haven't moved people because of the bye weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get more clarity on that. But I want y'all to know that just last week, shit was peace. Just last week, we was look. It was looking great. The grass was green. We was drafting quarterbacks mad early. Won't that you? Mm. Nah, not the biracial angel. You ain't get the biracial angel.
Nah, of course not.
Is that the difference?
That could be that could be like a starting curse or some shit like that. Like, damn. Yeah, that's tough to say. Is that like a little ambiance or whatever, backlash, whatever the fuck you want to call it, because I didn't get Patty Mahomes this year? Like, I don't know. The motherfuckers are 5-0. Like, he ain't got shit to work with, but they're still winning fucking games, so.
Nah, that joint against the Saints last night was some bullshit.
Just pissed off Kareem Hunt went for $105. I was just like, God damn.
Nah, I knew he was going to do that because they didn't have no other options. A white running back is never going to be the answer.
Shit.
I know y'all love Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But he is also a biracial angel.
Mm.
The most valuable bench warmers of the week. T. Higgins, 30 points. Brian Thomas Jr., 23 points. And George Kittle,
20 points.
And George Kittle was sitting on your bench.
On my fucking bench. I was pissed off about that.
Why didn't you start that rugby player?
Oh, man, because I was already in a pissy fucking mood that I was in such a losing type of weekend. I just said, fuck everything, so... I just went and took my shot at just seeing what could happen. And I missed my shot, so whatever.
Told you about playing them fucking away games, nigga.
Yeah, man. I got... this is fucking ridiculous with my lineup.
Because I don't be shooting up a block all indiscriminate.
Bro, I completely fucked up my lineup, bro. Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, don't gamble with your fantasy lineup. Go with what you know. Do your research. Is they playing in a dome? Is they playing in an open-air arena? What's the weather like? Do they play good in the weather?
Everything's a factor, man. Shit.
Everything matters. How good is this team against the pass? How good is this team against rushing defense?
Yeah.
Don't get caught out there slipping like Aaron Rodgers in London.
And get your coach fired on a Monday or Tuesday.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Aaron Rodgers was mad at everybody but himself. And he was in London, too. So he couldn't get his mushrooms. All he could get was fish and chips. And some was pissed
off.
You
said he couldn't get his mushrooms? Like, what?
Yo, Aaron Rodgers likes mushrooms, bro.
What the? All right.
My son be on that ayahuasca.
Alright, that's what that is. Alright.
Yeah, he gets to it. He likes the psychedelics.
Oh, so you know, when he's saying hut hut hike, everybody turns into Super Mario characters or some shit. Like,
my nigga Aaron Rodgers be high. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's me, Mario, throw it. Like, I'll fucking hit bricks over here to catch the ball. What?
My son get high on a different level.
Like, yo, why you fucking up the cadence, man? Wait, there is no cadence, what? Oh, man. Yo, the fucking Jets, bro. Oh, my God. That's why he's still one of the quarterbacks that's still sitting in, like, fucking free agency or whatever.
Nah, because I own him in another league, and he's sitting on the bench.
You in this fucking bizarro league, bro.
Yo, but lucky for him, Lamar Jackson don't get a bye week until like week 13. So I never have to worry about starting Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
But I do have Breece Hall as a running back. A prime running back. Like a first round draft running back.
Okay. How many fucking bizarre worlds do you have? God damn.
Listen, I'm in four.
I'm in four.
One for money, one for the belt, which is our league.
Yeah.
And two just for the fuck of it.
Okay.
Because I need to keep myself sharp.
Mm.
And I made a goal not to draft the same players in every fucking team. But the only thing I did do, I drafted Evan fucking McPherson as a kicker in every league, bro.
Every fucking league.
And I'm watching these kickers put up 18.
Oh, my points God. A week.
And I'm like, yo, what's up with son? Son never missed. And he don't ever miss. He still don't miss. Evan McPherson is my guy. He never misses. He's bullseye with the fucking foot.
This nigga is Larry fucking David in every episode, no matter what.
But Smoking Joe can't get this nigga in the scoring position.
Right. Oh, yeah. Come on.
So it's buns. So just last week, it was all peace.
It was all good just a week ago. That last week, just last week, I had the ball on. Just last week, I had the ball on. Just last week, I had the ball on. Sit tall on, crawl on. Just last week, I had the ball on. Just last week, I had the ball on. Just last week, I had the ball on. Sit tall on, crawl on. But today I'm on. Today I'm on. Today I'm on. Jay Lay, we can head the ball on them. Today I'm on. Today I'm on. Today I'm on. Jay Lay, we can head the ball on them. We can have to run up on a nigga like, what that money you owe me? Yeah. Say you got it, well show me. Yeah. Look up hoe, you know me. Yeah. Pull up high by clean. Yeah. Everybody wanna be a pimp nowadays, but don't nobody wanna break a hole, kick a dough when the plane don't fly, get your blimp nowadays. Oh, what up, dog? Up. Ain't nothing changed since a pimp with bro. Even I still rock old school. Paint ridded like Archer Elvis soul. Slab and I, working on.